Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Oh, yeah, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you on a Wednesday. In fact, we got a giveaway in the 12 o'clock hour, don't we?
Oh, we have the Texas Star Grill Shop.
Yeah, $50 gift card to the Texas Star Grill Shop coming up. So you don't just get great radio broadcasting, you also get the opportunity to win some stuff, as you like to say. So appreciate you hanging out with us, getting involved as well on text line 713-572-4610, where the 832 asked, will the Texans actually compete against the Bills, or will it be a game versus the versus the Ravens last year and the Vikings this year where the Texans did nothing? That is the big question. They need to work to get that that figured out. It helps in some ways that the Bills seem to be a little knackered in some ways, as our friends across the pond would say. Sometimes I throw in words that I find to be hilarious, that make me chuckle in some ways, and knackered is absolutely one of those. In fact, go ahead and text in. What's a word that just makes you smile? Because you know,
chaffed. Don't they say chaffed too?
Chaffed.
I'm just chaffed about it. Like, you're real happy.
I hadn't thought about that, but
that's it.
Okay. I'm going to add that in. All right, excellent. But, yeah, no, Von Miller's not going to play. He has a four-game suspension for violating the NFL policy, personal conduct policy. But then we mentioned rap. We mentioned the idea that Khalil Shakir has something that he's dealing with. So, yeah, there's an opportunity here. And the Texans are getting healthier, in fact, as well. I know that there's positive beliefs when it comes to Tank and Joe Mixon.
Chuffed.
There we go. Okay, that sounds kind of dirty. Fig, can you rule on this? Does that sound dirty to you too?
Yeah, kind of. Sound dirty.
I'm chuffed.
I don't like that at all. Delighted,
pleased, and satisfied.
I bet you are pleased.
maybe that wasn't the right word.
No, not the one. But yeah,
what makes you chuffed? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we should cut that out. You're already skating on thin ice today, Lopez.
You need to calm
yourself down, buddy. But yeah, the Texans have an opportunity to do something interesting this week. But could also this weekend represent the start of one of those like really billable quarterback matchups.
What do you
mean? You have C.J. Stroud, who is by a lot of regards a top five quarterback in a lot of the quarterback rankings I've seen, which is like incredible high praise for a second year player, deservedly so, mind you. I'm not saying that he has not earned it, but that's high praise. And then you've got Josh Allen, in a season where people were asking, is this going to be the place where he can carry a team? And by all accounts early on, he's showing that the answer leans very heavily towards yes as opposed to no. And so I was looking at this. These two quarterbacks have had the opportunity to play against each other. I guess I hate saying that with quarterbacks because they're not actually going to play against each other.
But they look at it that way.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks look at it. Ask Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Exactly. And that's the type of thing I'm talking about, right? Yeah. The Brady-Manning matchup, that kind of perspective where you're looking at this and this is something that the NFL will build and sell. Hey, coming up this week, you've got Brady Manning. You've got that kind of matchup that not only has implications on a season and on what's happening in this time, but also has implication maybe larger legacy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be the start of that for these two guys? Because it feels like they have a runway with both these guys.
Yeah, I love this topic because it comes up pretty much every year, but at least every other year, every couple of years, because this was supposed to happen with Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they had a couple of games.
Well, somebody's holding up their end of the bargain.
Yeah. And that's kind of my point. Like, you have to have the production. You have to have the pelts on the wall, as I often say. And it started to look like Deshaun, when Deshaun was a Texan, and Patrick Mahomes might have that. But I'm looking at the landscape, of quarterbacks. Clearly, C.J. Stroud is going to be in the mix somewhere, to some degree, maybe this year. But who's the other guy? Is Josh Allen going to be that guy? Could it be Patrick Mahomes? Because it doesn't look like he's going to end up at, stop at any point soon. Or is there another young guy, kind of the same generation, that really would fit into that? Well, you can't necessarily say Jaden Daniels. He's an NFC guy. So you're not going to face them very, very often.
Yeah.
So, what would it be? It doesn't look like Caleb Williams. It's, some of these other young guys that are out there. Certainly not Bryce Young, even though he's an NFC guy, too, but he's not even starting.
Like, maybe you go with someone like Justin Herbert.
Herbert.
There's a lot
of... What has he done? Joe Burrow, what has he done lately?
Really, the place where it should be or should have been is Trevor Lawrence. But as of yet, we have not seen that, coming to any level of maturation or fruition. And so I looked at this and I was like, both these teams, especially with the ways that the Bills have answered the question of when Josh Allen is being paid, can you win with that kind of salary structure? I know that that's one of the things that comes up with just the immense amount of money that quarterbacks are paid now contractually. Mm-hmm. And this seems to be, first 4 weeks seems to be proof of concept that, yeah, that's a possibility for that team. And so Josh Allen being that guy over an extended period of time feels like it's going to be the case. And then at that point, once that's there, especially since Patrick Mahomes just feels like he's in a different league almost, the only question at that point is C.J. Stroud going to exist in that place where he is at that level once he gets there and winning with – and I think with the way that he's playing right now, I feel confident in the idea that as long as C.J. is here, right, you're going to start talking about it in Joe Burrow terms where as long as he's here, this team will have an opportunity to contend.
Joe Burrow at his best, his game reminds me – or I should say C.J.'s game reminds me of Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has had – some ups and downs. I don't know if they're really outfitting him with the right complementary pieces either. And it's an organization that is not a very good organization. So I wouldn't really bet on Burrow. It might be Josh Allen. I hadn't really thought like this could be. He's still young enough. Yeah. Clearly, a team that you have faced in the playoffs have faced pretty regularly and will, and is going to be in the mix for a long time. And it doesn't look like he's going to drop off without Stephon Diggs in the mix either.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that I'm really looking forward to in it. If this is that, like, how do the Texans then give C.J. Stroud the edge starting this kind of matchup off, right? Like, I mean, he played fantastic in that game against the Jaguars last week. C.J. did, but you've got to match that against a Bills team that, admittedly, not necessarily as stout defensively as they have been in the past, but they're gonna pose a challenge here.
Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna pose a challenge, and I think this is gonna be a great hint. For what kind of, what kind of, I hate to use the word battles, but that's what it is that these two teams could have, led by two guys, and this is the other element.
Okay.
And I think this is a big element to these types of battles when you have a Manning versus a Brady or whomever it might be. Have those games in which they carry the team. And we saw C.J. Stroud carry the team last week. We've seen Josh Allen carry that team, in Buffalo. So to face each other, you got to have a great game. You got to have the quarterback that becomes sort of next level in the moment. And I think both these guys can do that.
Yeah, and so we're a broken record in this regard. Gotta get the penalties right. Like, gotta get the penalties in check, because that's what would be really frustrating is if you have the potential for the fireworks that are implied with that type of matchup of a, hey, you've got Allens, you've got Stroud, you know, this should be a high level matchup, right? One of those prime time type feels. Mm-hmm. And then you get into the game and you're negating the opportunities for C.J. Stroud to do incredible things because of you're looking like you did in the Vikings game where you're just killing drives. Mm-hmm. And so you had a beautiful circumstance where when this team was able to get themselves right for a little bit of time, you had a 69-yard game-winning drive. You need to give C.J. Stroud the maximum opportunity to do that stuff, even just for the narrative and the fun of it all, which I think a lot of us are still here for ultimately as sports fans. And so, yeah, I'm super excited for this matchup, but also what this matchup might portend, what it might start over the course of a long period of time in this league.
Well, now I'm even more excited for this game, and I was already, but Josh Allen, he's still just 28 years old, so maybe this is it. You know, who knows? Patrick Mahomes, like you said, is going to be in another category, but that's going to be one that's going to be in the mix as well. I don't think there's any question C.J. Stroud is going to be that guy. There are questions around the league, like, we know how good Joe Burrow is, but I think there's questions about, you know, how long can this be sustainable, you know, where he is, et cetera. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a fun day, and I think it's going to be a fun matchup to see how these guys stack up down the road.
Yeah, it'll be an H-Town. It'll be an H-Town
right
game
here
as well. So, you know that the it's going to have the vibes of the city. It's going to be an exciting place. Hopefully, also the fans also help out CJ in that regard and acknowledge his request. Hey, when he's on the field, maybe quiet it down a little bit. And when Josh Allen's on the field, make it tough on that man. But excited for the matchup that'll happen at NRG Stadium noon Sunday, and you'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including Jose Altuve moving up the postseason charts. We'll talk about that and more next.